Maruchan superfans are everywhere. From the busy moms who want to deliver maximum flavor in a flash to dorm room diners who want to put some slurp in their step. There are a ton of copycats you could use, but if you want to bless your bowl, there's only one true Maruchan. Whether you choose instant lunch, ramen bowls, yakisoba, or restaurant quality gold, Maruchan is the only ramen worth obsessing over. Smiles for all. Maruchan. See what all the ramen hype is about at maruchan.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the OCAP Potty Training Podcast, and I am your host, Jamie Glowacki. I am the author of OCAP Potty Training and OCAP, I Have a Toddler. So today I want to run through a few things that I've said before, but I want to recap them again here because I still get so many questions about poop. So number one. Let's go through really fast again. What is the difference between constipation and withholding? People get this very, very confused. Constipation usually looks like your child is a willing participant, sits down, willing to sit. Everything's great. They have the sensation, but then nothing comes. Yeah. Withholding looks like your child's having the sensation and they can't sit. They won't sit. It looks like they're scared. Usually this is manifesting as I'm scared. I don't want to, screaming, crying. Some kids get very lethargic. Most people know after about a week or two after beginning potty training, most people know if they have a withholder. In the early days, though, it can be very confusing because it may not look so escalated, right? It may not look like your child's lethargic or screaming. It may just look like they don't have to poop, or maybe they're pooping in their pants or in their night and nap diaper. So remember, if they're pooping in their night and nap diaper, I've done a whole episode with all the nuances on this. You have options, but if you don't want to night train, then don't worry about it. A diaper is for pee and poop. So if you consistently put a diaper on your child and they use it for what it's for, you cannot fault the child. And so I hear a lot of parents doing this and they're like, well, no, I want them to poop when they're awake. Well, you're still offering the thing that they are used to, right? The diaper. So that it would be the first step. But again, go back to that episode if you want all the nuances of that situation. Now, this is coming up a lot. No, my child's not withholding. They're just pooping their pants at school, on the playground, you know, as soon as I turn my back. That is a version of withholding. Yes. Mostly because in those situations, most of the time, the child is not releasing on the potty. They are only pooping in their pants or their night and nap diaper. Do you see what I'm saying? There's none landing in the potty, which means your child may not be showing an overt anxiety to the potty, a muscular reaction to the potty, right? To releasing on the potty. This is another point of clarity. So parents will say like, No, they're afraid of the potty. No, they're really not. Your child can work the iPad or your phone better than you, I'm sure. They're not afraid of this piece of plastic. They're afraid of the free release. It's causing them anxiety and it needs to be worked through. No amount of resetting, no amount of re-diapering will help in this scenario. Okay, but largely the kids who are pooping their pants are doing so like at daycare or at school. And parents will say that's not withholding. They're pooping plenty. It's just in their pants. Yes, but if none is landing in the potty, it's a version of withholding. The worst part about this is not just the poop in the pants and the cleaning up, and maybe your child's even gotten to the point where daycare or preschool is going to kick them out, but the fact is they're practicing that, okay? They're practicing pooping in their pants. So that's kind of where the real danger comes in because, and when I say danger, of course, I'm like, it's not life-threatening, but your child is getting acclimated to pooping in their pants. And I always say like when you start potty training, you're on block one, block two, you go to put pants on your child. And if they poop their pants once, okay, Twice we're headed for a danger zone. Three times you probably have a pattern now, and they're going to use their pants just as they use a diaper. So be cautious of that, because I find parents are getting to me way too late. Like kids who have been pooping their pants every day for many, many days in a row. And that is what they are practicing. Similarly, if you are trying to help your child with withholding and they're pooping, you know, they're lethargic, they're escalating, it's bad. You can tell your eyes are peeled because you know your child's walking around. They can't focus on play. They're holding their butts. They won't sit on the potty, but they don't poop. But then they poop every 4 days or so, right? And parents are like, no, they've got it on 4 days. Yes, but they spent 3.5 days practicing the withholding. And that withholding, it becomes an involuntary reflex of the anus that starts to clench. Yes? So that's the real danger behind letting your child go too long, okay? All of these things can be fixed in my Pooping Solutions course. And so I really encourage you to get that. It's very affordable and it has helped so many parents with withholding. But the thing about withholding is that you want to get it sooner rather than later, just like early intervention of anything. The sooner you hit it, the easier it is to fix and the less of a new habit it becomes, because kids pick up negative patterns of behavior, right? That's what a habit can be. It's not that they enjoy this. It's a pattern of behavior. And so then pooping their pants becomes the pattern of behavior. And that's even harder to change because, you know, most of us wear pants most of the time, right? So that's what we want to do. We don't want to practice negative behavior. And I find this across the board. I talk about this a lot on Oh Crap Parenting, my parenting podcast. We don't want to reinforce all the negative things. So the longer you allow certain behaviors to continue, as long as you don't start a new track in your child's brain, right? These patterns, then the child is practicing negative. And so that could be negative behaviors, you know, whether it's like hitting or biting or pushing or, you know, screaming or pooping in their pants. So we don't want them to practice the negative. We want them to practice the positive. Now, on that note, let's talk about some things, because one of the issues, both kind of with withholding and in general, is many poops a day. And this will happen, like, even if your child, like, poops their pants at school and you think, okay, we're done. Then they have another accident or they poop. It's a lot of poop. And it's often, what do I want to say, truncated poops. It's like lots of little poops. And these may be nuggety. They may be smears. But there are a lot of little poops. And so let's talk about that, because there's a couple of things that we can do. Number one, I've posted on Instagram and I've talked about this before. Beef gelatin is a sort of a great first level fix for, number one, for constipation, but also for kind of gathering poop, almost like the effect that Miralax would have or Metamucil, right? But we generally want to try to stay away from things like that. So beef gelatin can be awesome, and you can make gummies with them. They're not going to come out like gummy bears. They're not quite as chewy. You know, they don't have that Swedish fish gummy bear chew to them, but you can buy silicone molds and make gummies with those. You can also put it in just any sort of hot beverage. It melts down. So I gave up coffee, oh my gosh, going on 3 weeks ago. And I have this chocolate electrolyte that I like, and I have some like adaptogenic mushrooms, you know, like reishi and lion's mane, and it's got cacao in it. And so that's like my morning hot beverage. And it's like this chocolatey. And then I put a teaspoon of gelatin in it and it just melts down. And so that could be yummy if your child doesn't like gummies. That's cool. You could do chamomile tea. You could do, you know, maybe heated milk. It's just really yummy and it really helps. I had started taking gelatin and like, I couldn't believe what the best poops, just really great poops. And I was like, wait a minute. So I kind of experimented and I'm hearing great things from clients as well. Now, one of the things with the gelatin gummies, people keep asking me for recipes. Literally just Google it. There's so many homemade gummy recipes and you can pick whatever flavor you want, whatever. Some people add different things to it. So I don't even follow a recipe. I just kind of throw things together, but there's thousands on Google. So go for that for sure. And then again, you can make it in a hot beverage.
Vaginas are absolute magic. And Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's go over very quickly digestion. I have posted on Instagram about food and people tell me to stay in my lane. And I'm like, how can this not be my lane? This is like what goes in comes out. And I have gotten so good. I literally, when I work privately, like people send me pictures of their kids' poop and I can tell, I can call a food allergy and I'm always right. But recently, I'd say the last, I think it started sort of mid pandemic and it's just gotten worse, is this many poops. And so typically when you start potty training, most kids go down to one poop a day. Most of us poop one time a day. So there's a couple of things. At first I was like, this, I don't know, this just seemed to have cropped up during the pandemic. This has to be correlated to the pandemic. And then a couple of GIs that I kind of tangentially work with had mentioned maybe like an immature GI tract. And I was like, yeah, maybe. But what I've really dove into, and I've mentioned this on my other podcast. Sometimes I get confused where I mention things, but I went to a metabolic health conference and learning, like really going back to the basics of digestion, and that digestion begins with the eyes. Digestion begins with chewing, and the enzymes that are released when you chew food aggressively, the good chewing, like, you know, chewy meat, right? Crunchy vegetables. When we chew, enzymes are released that start the digestion process. And that has everything to do with peristalsis. So peristalsis is the pulsing motion that makes your food go through the GI tract. If that's not working, you end up with not quite low motility, which is poop that takes a really long time to get through the GI tract, but you end up with this sort of truncated, like peristalsis is working, then it's not working. And so you get these truncated poops. So I really, really, really want to encourage you to have your child be eating really chewy, good chew food. And of course, whole foods. I don't mean gummy bears, sweetest fish, right? We really want them chewing so that their jaws get formed, their teeth are healthy, and they start that enzymatic process of digestion that will help the food get through the GI tract. And what is happening is we're seeing evolutionary changes in real time. Infants have sleep apnea now because the occurrence of sleep apnea in infants has gone up exorbitantly because our mouths are narrowing. Kids are being born without wisdom teeth. Our sinuses are closing because we're not chewing enough. And scientists are like worried about this. Like we're not supposed to see changes that fast. And part of it, I think, is our food has gotten so soft. And especially with little kids, right? Like we get worried. I know a lot of people don't love to do baby-led weaning because they're worried about their kids choking, but kids have to learn how to chew. Otherwise, their jaws and their teeth aren't formed properly. And the pooping gets worse. So bear that in mind. And again, it begins with the eyes. So too soft foods are like the pouches, the puffs, but anything that can be sort of eaten in the car. That's one of the things I would love to eliminate, is eating in the car. Like, and I'll say a little bit more about that as a bigger premise in 1 second. I can make a note here because I forget sometimes. Eating in the car, if we think about what goes into that, there's not a lot of, what do I want to say? Like eating with your eyes, right? Like if you have a Tupperware goldfish, if you have puffs, if you have a pouch, your eyes aren't looking at a plate of food. You're not looking, right? And the minute problem solving that goes into eating food, like, can I fit that in my mouth? How much can I chew? Right? And there's not the exploration of food with hands and mushing it and maybe throwing it. Yes. And maybe smearing it in my hair. Yes. Those are all components of learning to eat really good food. And so when we start kind of tossing these snacks in the backseat of the car while we're driving, your child's missing out again on part of that digestive process, which is eating with the eyes first, like looking at the plate, looking at the food, playing with it. Touching food releases enzymes. So I think it's just really important in our rushed culture. On Instagram, I had once done a post with Danielle Hamilton, who's a blood sugar specialist, about like good swaps for some of the fast foods for kids. And the number one comment we got is like, I can't have that in the car. That's too messy for the car. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is the problem. We shouldn't be eating in the car. Why are we so rushed, or the kids are so hungry that we have to eat in the car? And I understand, of course, there's emergencies. 100% of that happens, right? Of course. And I have an emergency pouch in your glove compartment for emergency situations. You get a flat tire. but we really shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. And so again, no judgment on anybody. This isn't to shame anybody. This is just to get better poop, better jaws, better digestion in general. And that will help overall. And I think just part of that too is that these foods tend to be hyper palatable. The kids want more. They are snacking all day long. Like, what's the number one bitch of parents, right? Like, especially when the pandemic hit or on school vacations, it was like, oh my God, these kids want to eat endlessly. And I don't think it's just because they're hungry. I think they are hungry, but I think it's a misled hunger because they're eating these naked carbs. They're eating a lot of naked carbohydrates without protein and fat to slow down the process. And it just makes you hungry, right? Like, you know how you get if you're snacking all day, you just keep snacking all day. And again, I think that's just kind of putting a lot of food into the system without these breaks of like, you know, between meals, not eating between meals. And so again, on my other podcast, I really highlight protein and fat forward because you get better behavior. You don't get kids who are hangry. They can like hold off a minute. They don't have to eat in the car. They can wait till they get home. There's not so much snacking. And then I always say like, you have to kind of focus on protein and fat because carbohydrates will fill in. Like, you don't have any problem with that in childhood, right? Carbohydrates are everywhere, even for adults. Like, they're not hard to find. And, you know, they're pretty much delicious. And so protein and fat forward is really great, again, too, for pooping. But I wanted to mention this, you know, the eating in the car. And again, I know this isn't the parenting podcast, but I think it really applies when we're talking about poop, when we're talking about anxiety, when we're talking about negative behaviors that we don't want to reinforce. I was recently on a podcast and the person interviewing me said, you know, what's your number one parenting advice? And I used to say, especially if the podcast is focused on potty training, I used to say my number one advice is that this isn't a measurement of your parenting. Like, potty training, how it goes for you is not a measurement of your parenting. But I've really changed that. And if I could have a magic wand, and my best piece of advice, if I could change one thing right now, it would be to slow down. We are all going at breakneck speed to nowhere. And we get very caught up in what everybody else is doing. Is our kid not going to fit in? Is our kid going to be left behind? Especially when it comes to early academics and activities and sports. And I'm about to record an episode for the other podcast about intentional living, and you get to choose the life you want for you and your family. But slowing down our children's pace is so different from the one we set for them. You know, imagine, which I'm sure you may have done even today, going on a nature walk with your kid, right? You go on a little nature walk and like, you want to get your steps in. You're like, okay, we're outside. Let's go. Let's get burn off our energy, right? And your child they're close to the ground. They want to look at everything. They want to look at the ants. They want to look at the leaves. Everything is so interesting. And we tend to be like, come on, 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 come on. Let's go. Let's go. We want to do the whole trail. And they don't. They don't care. And God forbid you get to a brook, right? Or a stream. You're going to be there all day, right? Their pace is slower. And so much of the behaviors we see in potty training and in general are a reaction to our rushed pace. And potty training, more and more parents are coming to me like, get it done. I want to check this box. And I'm like, dude, it's not like a one and done. Yes, you build the basic skills at home, right? But you're going to have accidents. Just like when your child is learning to walk, they're going to fall, right? Like, it's not a sign, seal, delivered perfect in every scenario. And parents get upset by that. They're like, they want to check the box and move on to the next thing. And I think you can extrapolate that to the rest of your parenting, right? It's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, I have this friend, I love her dearly, but she seems very intent on checking the boxes, you know? And it's so funny because every fall, we're in New England, of course, we've got great photo ops with the foliage and the pumpkin patches. And it's like, okay, did that. Next, we got to go to the pumpkin patch. It's like, she's got like this schedule of like, these are the photo ops. We've got to get this done now. And I'm like, I don't even know if that's any fun. It doesn't look like the pictures, the kids always look like not happy, you know? I think we all get swept up in that, right? And especially with social media, as we all know. But if you can slow down so that you're not eating in the car, I think eating in the car is a symptom of a ill society, to be honest. We shouldn't be rushed like that, right? And of course, again, I understand there's emergencies. I've been known to scarf down a whole rotisserie chicken in the car. It happens, but it shouldn't be the norm, right? So if that's happening, see if you can you know, see if this is like your life or is this a season of your life? You know, maybe just right now things are kind of clustery and you know, you got two kids in school and you got to be here and there and this is the best thing, you know, but if that's your life, like think about that. And again, not judging, not shaming, but let's get some intentionality there because slowing down would really benefit. And again, for all these reasons, eating at home with food in front of you that you can see and taste, and it's just going to be better for all things, including potty training and particularly the poop aspect of potty training. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. As always, I appreciate you listening so much. And as always, rock on. Have a beautiful day.